I was standing on the corner when this guy came up to me and said, "Hey man, do you want a job with real good pay?" I said, "Sure I do. But before I move a muscle, I want to know exactly what you've got to say." He said, "I've got a little problem. I'm in a little spot. I've got this tiny package and, well, it's kind of hot." And he took out a book with a healthy-looking check, said, "This is the kind of dough you can get. Just take the package home and bring it back next week." On the dot. I said, "Is that all I've got to do?" He said, "That's all you've got to do." I said, "Well, this must be my lucky day. But now look, what's in this package?" He said, "That really don't concern you. Just take it, bring it back, and you'll get paid like I said. You see, I've got a little problem. I'm in a little spot. But now, you help me a little, and I'll help you a lot." Then he put his hand inside his jacket, pulled out a well-sealed packet, said, "There you are, see you Friday, thanks a lot." Package home and stashed it in a cupboard. Then a friend of mine gave me a social call. I told my friend, I said, "I've had some weird jobs in my time, but this little breeze beats them all." He said, "You must be crazy. The whole thing sounds insane. Just check that package out and see what it contains." So I opened it up and I took a sniff and he took a sniff, and then the dog jumped up and he took a sniff, and it just ain't been the same. So I thought I'd better go and see the man. I said, "Hi." He said, "Yeah, you got the package?" I said, "No." He smiled at me and said, "I understand. But look, now we both got problems and you're gonna need some bread." I said, "How much do I owe?" He said, "You're 50 in the red." "But look, I'm an understanding guy. Take 45, give you one more try, just to keep the shoulders under your head."
Try. Yeah.
thing that you've given me.